This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. You've read the platitude in the comments 1,000 times. Play stupid games and you're going to win a stupid prize. And the recent equivalent for a Florida man was walk up to an innocent man in a car who was minding his own business with a gun in your waistband, then draw and point the heater at the man while shouting at him. I actually have a little third-party personal experience with this. I knew this young fella. His name was Danny Greer. And Danny was black. He was very popular in high school. He was very popular after high school. I mean, he was just this lighthearted, easy to get along with guy. But Danny had some issues, and Danny's wife was white, which I didn't have an issue with that. But Danny had an issue with people that would shout at him. So one day, some idiots pulled up beside him and were shouting at him because he was a black man married to a white woman, or had a white woman in the car. They didn't know anything. But that's all they saw, so, I mean, that's why they were doing it. So Danny gets them to pull over, and he gets out of his car, and he puts his hand behind his back like he's about to pull out a gun, which he didn't have a gun. And they murdered him. They shot him and killed him. But they did that because they thought he was walking up on them about to draw a gun. Which puts me in mind of this particular incident I'm talking about now. A man in Tampa did this, but he actually had a fake gun. He walked up on a guy drawing the fake gun, and he came away with multiple new piercings in the upper body, which resulted in a premature death. Now, there was no precipitation like it was with my friend. Cops say the legally armed good guy in the car was parked in a friend's driveway when a guy in his late 30s parked on the street out front, left his car after stuffing a handgun down his pants, and walked up on the concealed carry license holder. Turned out that the perpetrator's gun was fake. This was an intimidation move, and it failed rather spectacularly for the older man. From the Tampa Bay Times, we get this. A man fatally shot another man who raised what turned out to be a fake gun toward him at a home in Tampa's Lowry Park North neighborhood, police said. Officers dispatched about 11:30 p.m. to a call about shots fired on the 8500 block of North Hamner Avenue. Found a man in his late 30s suffering from gunshot wounds in his upper body, according to Tampa police. Officers provided first aid until Tampa fire rescue crews arrived and pronounced the man dead. The shooter, a man in his mid-30s, stayed at the scene and cooperated with investigators. One word about that. Quick reminder, don't cooperate too much with the police until your attorney is present. But here are the quick and dirty rules for communicating with responding investigating officers. You have nothing to gain by answering detailed questions without your attorney's guidance. In fact, while anything incriminating can be used against you in a court of law, where we have we heard this before, exculpatory evidence you share will be deemed inadmissible as hearsay. So, remember that part. Always remember that part. As for pointing a fake gun at anybody, that's never a good idea. That's never a good idea. You don't know who you're pointing it at. And you would think that in Florida that would be a known thing. That would be a thing. But it isn't, apparently. It is not. In other news, U.S. District Judge Carlton Reeves, who was appointed to the bench by then-President Barack Obama in 2010, is using a case involving a convicted felon caught with a gun to complain about the Supreme Court's decision and the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus Bruin, arguing that the court's decision has left him wondering if he needs to appoint a historian to help him determine the legality of the federal prohibition on felons owning firearms. Really? He wrote in an order last week, "This court is not a trained historian. The justices of the Supreme Court, as distinguished as they may be, are not trained historians, and we are not experts on what white, wealthy, and male property owners thought about firearms regulation in 1791. Now, that's where he's revealing his true self there. The Bruin decision, he said, requires him to play historian in the name of constitutional adjudication. Yes, it does, Your Honor. Because believe it or not, you answer to somebody, and that's who you answer to, is the Supreme Court. Reeves, who sits on the United States District Court for the Southern District of Mississippi, ordered the parties, including the Justice Department, to brief him on whether he should appoint a historian within 30 days. I can tell you that right now. No, you shouldn't. He said, not wanting to itself cherry-pick the history, the court now asks the parties whether it should appoint a historian to serve as a consulting expert in this matter. Now, the challenger to the felon possession law, Jesse Bullock, says the regulation cannot withstand the Supreme Court's latest decision interpreting the Second Amendment. He argued founding-era legislatures did not strip felons of the right to bear arms simply because of their status as felons. No offense to the judge here, but if he's the only member of the federal judiciary who felt the need to officially bring a historian into a case involving the Second Amendment, maybe the problem isn't the Bruin decision, but his own viewpoint on the right to keep and bear arms. In fact, just a few weeks ago, another federal judge, this one in Texas, upheld the federal statute barring those convicted of even nonviolent felonies from possessing firearms or ammunition. Till there's a law adjudicating this, this is what they got to go with. So, U.S. District Judge David Counts ruled that even with a long-standing general concern for public safety, history lacks direct examples about felons specifically, but just because there are no straightforward examples does not mean the court's historical inquiry stops here. But in sum, Heller identified the right to keep and bear arms as held by members of the political community. And in doing so, Scalia stated that all constitutional provisions mentioning the people were consistent. Through the historical analogies listed, the court's inquiry is clear. This nation has a historical tradition of excluding felons and those who abuse their rights to commit violence from the rights and powers of the people. So consistent with the Heller definition, if groups have been categorically excluded under other constitutional provisions bestowing rights to the people, logic would demand that society could also exclude those groups from under the Second Amendment. That's also consistent with their idea of popular sovereignty, giving the people the right to govern themselves. Put differently, it was the right within the Constitution structure to exclude those who abuse the rights of the people. So if the judge can't figure this out, maybe he should just quit. If he needs outside help, maybe he should just quit. Being a judge has a lot of responsibility. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Going back to Georgia. Zoo Atlanta recently found themselves in the middle of a lawsuit. You see, they changed their policy to prohibit the lawful carrying of any gun on the premises. Now, this was a problem since the property is owned by the city and not the zoo. So, lawsuit. And the purpose of any such lawsuit is, of course, to get the courts to force the policy to change in accordance with state law. Well, that won't be necessary because they decided to change their weapons policy following challenges from gun rights activists and groups, they said, on Tuesday. And previously, the zoo updated its policy to ban all weapons from the property in an effort to enhance and protect the safety of our team members, guests, and the animals in our care. Now, they didn't have to do that because it was probably already illegal to walk in there and shoot somebody that works at the zoo, or the animals, or anybody visiting the zoo. So that was already covered. And since people that would do that don't follow the law, then it would follow that in order to make sure that we mitigate any sort of damage like that that might happen, we're going to have some people with guns available. And they decided to do away with that. I have no information about whether or not they actually had any armed guard presence or police presence on a regular basis there. But they maintain they did nothing wrong, and they believe their move is still supportable from a legal standpoint. But despite that, they're still going to change back. And their full statement, as was reported, Zoo Atlanta recently updated its weapons policy to prohibit guests from bringing guns onto Zoo Atlanta grounds. This change was made in an effort to enhance and protect the safety of our team members, guests, and animals in our care. Since that time, the legal grounds for that decision has been questioned by individuals and organizations advocating the right to carry weapons. Zoo Atlanta still believes and continues to believe that its decision to prohibit carrying guns onto Zoo Atlanta grounds is legally supportable and in the best interest of safety. At this time, however, Zoo Atlanta is choosing not to undergo the major distraction and expensive litigation, but will instead give public officials an opportunity to consider and address this issue. In the meantime, and effective immediately, Zoo Atlanta's weapons policy will revert to its original form, which allows guests to carry weapons as permitted by law. Zoo Atlanta recognizes and maintains the right to pursue further analysis of this policy. We'll have at it. And if you want to do something like that, then you're either going to have to get a carve-out from your legislature, or you're going to have to buy the land. You could do that, too. But in other words, they say they were right to restrict weapons, but they're going to go back to the old policy because the lawsuit would be a big old distraction. And they're not wrong. It actually would be a distraction. But I don't think that's why they did it. I think they have some degree of doubt as to whether or not it would survive the legal challenge. And if it doesn't survive the legal challenge, that's a problem. And they were concerned about whether a court's ruling would prevent other entities from placing similar restrictions. Now, remember something about the gun grabbers. They are always, always playing the long game. So everything I just said is just sort of speculative. But my question is, if you're convinced you're right, why would you change policy so early in the process? Why would you bend so quickly? And then again, lawsuits suck, and I'm sure Zoo Atlanta has had its fair share of them, so maybe they just decided to put an end to the whole thing. But I don't think it was as supportable legally as they'd like to believe. And part of the problem is that they refused to answer questions that would make it clear if it was or not. And by changing the policy, they avoid the discovery process where it all would be just clear just how things are structured. And was their lease with the city such that they actually could make such restrictions? And it's possible they didn't know either. And therein lies the issue and why they likely had concerns. And either way, the policy has been changed. So the lawsuit accomplished what it was meant to accomplish, and that's a win, and we need all the wins we can get all the time, every time. Now, here's the thing about restrictions, and here's the thing about these little places that want to test it. a lot of times, like what's going on in New York right now, New Jersey, California, all this other stuff, is they're tested. They have enacted some stuff to see if they can get away with it. That's always what happens. Always what happens, especially in light of the Heller, McDonald, and Brewer decisions. Any question, well, let me rephrase that. There is no question as to whether or not these kinds of things are unconstitutional. That has been answered. And the fact that these states get out here, now, most of the time, these same states that would insist upon restricting gun rights because it's a Tenth Amendment issue, states' rights, etc., they would also then also insist emphatically that all the other states should be doing what they're doing. They should all be forced to do what they do, hence a federal law. So on the one hand, we're going to do what we want to do. Where and with other states where they get out there and they say, well, we're going to allow people to have guns, we're going to allow people to carry guns, shall issue, constitutional carry, all this other stuff, then that becomes lax gun law. And then in the very same breath, they'll have a DA, an AG, a Secretary of State, whatever, and they'll get out there and they will choose to not enforce laws that they're in charge of, which that's not lax. That's a violation of what they were elected to do. Now, the argument would be that they're going to do what they're going to do until they're unelected and kicked out and replaced. And that may be, in fact, valid, but still, anytime this kind of stuff raises up, we have to push back on it. And I wish the entirety of the body politic would react the way the gun rights advocates do, because at the very least, we do have that going for us. Everybody on my side pushes back whenever they get a half a chance to do so. Sometimes it bears fruit, and sometimes it does not. In Atlanta, that was some good stuff. It accomplished some stuff that they were looking to do. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At ZNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, ZNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. ZNA Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's looking like a slower holiday shopping season this year. The National Retail Federation said holiday sales through December will likely rise between 6 and 8%, which, factoring in inflation, is actually a decline. Last year, consumers shopped early and spent more as companies dealt with empty shelves and shipping delays. Compared to this year, the biggest retailers have lots of extra inventory as customers tighten their budgets. This year's midterm elections may be the most expensive ever. New analysis from the nonpartisan watchdog Open Secrets estimates that 2020 elections are expected to cost more than $16.7 billion. That includes spending in both federal and state races. In financial news, the Dow losing 146 points on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Here we are now, less than a week to go before Election Day, and the die is cast. There's very little that's going to change now between now and then, unless an asteroid hits the planet. And with less than a week to go, it's looking pretty good if you're a gun owner in the midterms. GOP is set to take control of the House, and the U.S. Senate is very much in play. And pro-2A candidates have a chance at some upset wins in states like New York and New Mexico. Meanwhile, candidates like Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke and others who've leaned heavily into gun control on the campaign trail are trailing their pro-gun opponents, while gun control groups are running ads that focus more on abortion than on their signature issue. That's because their signature issue is a loser. As is abortion. But that's beside the point. Now, Ohio Democratic gubernatorial candidate Nan Whaley is another who's run a campaign largely centered around restricting the right to keep and bear arms, and it hasn't gone well for the former governor, gone well for the former mayor of Dayton. Not only has Whaley not led in a single public poll during the campaign, she has yet to trail incumbent Mike DeWine by single digits. Every poll in the state has DeWine up by at least 13 points. And his lead in the Real Clear Politics polling average is a whopping 18.5 points, which is probably more than that because Real Clear Politics sort of leans. Whaley has been trying to attack DeWine over signing constitutional carry legislation, as well as a bill allowing school districts to allow for volunteer, vetted, and trained school staff members to carry a concealed firearm on campus. That hasn't worked out too well for her flailing campaign, and now gun control activists are starting to trot out their excuses for their anticipated failures in the Buckeye State. which is that's always a thing. A recent poll of Ohio voters conducted by Baldwin Wallace University's Community Research Institute found that majorities of all demographic groups, including conservatives and gun owners, support a number of steps often referred to as common sense gun restrictions. A whopping 85% favor expanded background checks for gun purchasers. 79% support raising the minimum age to buy an AR-15 style semi-automatic rifle from 18 to 21. And 75% approve of red flag laws that allow police to temporarily remove guns from owners deemed to pose a danger. So, the numbers make it very clear where the people of Ohio stand on gun control. But in recent years, the Republican supermajority in the Ohio General Assembly has passed one law after another to make guns more available. Permit the concealed carry, stand your ground legislation, a bill which takes away the requirement to retreat in the face of possible attack, and a bill that allows teachers with minimal firearms training to carry weapons at schools. All that is, of course, what she's being thrown out there. These are the excuses being thrown out by the anti-gunners. Mike DeWine, the Republican governor who is running for re-election, has a double-digit lead in most of the polls, signed every one of them into law. And how do they manage to pass legislation and sign into law bills which fly in the face of public opinion? One word, gerrymandering. For the past 30 years, Republicans have controlled the process of drawing state legislative and congressional district lines, and in the process defying the Ohio Supreme Court to get what they want. Their rural, small town, and suburban districts outnumber the districts in the state's large urban centers, giving them the veto-proof majority that gives the GOP a blank check to do what it wants when it wants. Gerrymandering. That's a handy excuse to explain the Republican majority in the state legislature, but it suffers from one fundamental flaw. Republicans are also drubbing Democrats in most of the statewide races. Not only is DeWine handily defeating Whaley in the governor's race, but Ohio Attorney General David Yost is expected to clobber Democrat challenger Jeff Crossman as well. Polling in the AG's race has been close to non-existent, but in their respective uncontested primaries, Yost garnered more than 870,000 votes, while Crossman was able to collect about 433. That's 50% more. Actually, more. Gerrymandering can't explain away those numbers, which suggests that not only are there simply more active and engaged Republican voters than Democrats in Ohio, but gun control isn't moving the needle for Democrats in the state. And then Shannon Squeaky Watts decided to identify herself and get out here and make a few statements to try to, you know, mitigate some stuff. Ohio's not easy, but these issues of gun violence bring people of all backgrounds together. And Democrats are learning that they can run and win while advocating for restrictions on guns. I just don't know where. Last week, Watts went to Cincinnati and Columbus to launch a canvassing effort by the Moms Demand Attention, who went knocking on doors for pro-gun control candidates. One of these candidates Watts was helping was Democratic incumbent Jessica Miranda of Forest Park, whose redrawn Ohio district in the north-central Hamilton County is considered a toss-up. She has a rematch this year with former Hamilton County Commissioner Chris Monzel. 2 years ago, Miranda defeated Monzel by 2,314 votes out of over 68,000 cast. But the district has become somewhat less friendly to Democrats since then. Miranda, who was taught by her grandfather how to shoot rifles, was one of the staunchest supporters of gun restrictions in the Ohio House. Miranda said, "I never use the word control when talking about guns. I talk about gun safety." But it looks like a lot of Ohio voters are able to see the truth behind the spin. And if gun control were the winning issue that Watts and others claim that it is, Whaley would at least be in contention in the governor's race. But instead, DeWine is set to cruise to victory, and Watts and her fellow gun restrictionists are already testing out excuses for their midterm failure. Look at what they're selling. You don't need a gun to defend yourself, so we think the best thing for you is for you to be helpless. Defenseless. And some will say, well, you know, Bill, there's other ways for you to defend yourself. And that may, you know, yeah. And when I was 25, 26, 27, 28 years old, okay. If I had to go hand to hand, that's fine, because I was big, I was strong. That was no big deal. I would just mangle you. Come on, bring it. I'll just mangle you. No problem. I don't need a gun to do that. However, nobody messed with me then. Nobody messes with me now, to be honest with you, but nobody messed with me then. And the thing that I focus on here throughout all of this is that it's really quite simple to suss out if you really want to. And I've said this many times. We have a very brief window in which we find ourselves where we may be considered very viable for hand-to-hand combat, if that's what it comes to. And then that passes, just like every other, you know, just like that full head of hair and those good joints and everything else. As we age, some things diminish physically. So as we diminish physically, does that mean that we should be defenseless against somebody that's trying to hurt us? Should we allow for that? And the answer to that is a very simple no. We should not allow for that ever. Ever. And I'll tell you why we shouldn't allow for that. We shouldn't allow for that because it's our life. Because we were born American. Because we have a right to self-defense. Because the founders recognized the right to self-defense. They recognized that it predated the Constitution. It's great to be American. Unless you're a leftist. Then it's not so great. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now then, while I've been out here praising what's coming, the coming change of the guard, if you will, in our federal legislature, there's one thing that I think we do need to take into serious consideration. Right now in the House, for example, we have something called the Commitment to America. And according in the plan, in the preamble, the commitment to America represents a new direction, a better approach that will get our nation back on track. It says, starting day one, we will work to deliver on an economy that's strong, a nation that's safe, a future that's built on freedom, and a government that's accountable. This is coming from the desk of Kevin McCarthy. If you want to go check it out, it's on his website. You can read it in English or watch it in Spanish. The commitment itself is divided into four parts. An economy that's strong. Make America energy independent. Reduce gas prices. Strengthen supply chain and independence on China. Good idea. A nation that's safe. Secure the border. Combat illegal immigration. Reduce crime and protect public safety. Defend America's national security. I like that. A future that's built on freedom. Make sure every student can succeed and give parents a voice. Achieve longer, healthier lives for Americans. Confront big tech and demand fairness. Good luck with that one. A government that's accountable. Preserve our constitutional freedoms. Hold Washington accountable. Restore the people's voice. That is one that had better come about, because if they don't, I think they're going to find themselves in a pain locker later on down the road, probably when I'm not here, but, you know, I don't know. And one thing, though, that I don't see is a sort of glaring, although I kind of hope it's built on reducing crime and protecting public safety. The main reason gun owners have for voting Republican is that they will defend the Second Amendment and pledge to repeal infringements. And you have to go to the reserve side and bottom half of their Commitment to America pocket card to find a statement that could be more tepid, and, you know, it's not really happening for me. Preserve our constitutional freedom. Uphold free speech, protect the lives of unborn children and their mothers, guarantee religious freedom, and safeguard the Second Amendment. Now, even your more rabid gun grabbers will claim you can be in favor of the Second Amendment and also understand that there's no reason in a civil society that we have assault weapons around communities that can kill babies and police officers. What does safeguarding the Second Amendment mean with no specifics as to how, what does that even mean? Now, one thing I really enjoy about the gun grabbers when they pose this question is when they get out here and they make it sound like we are, in the world of Logan's Run, where everybody's just walking around just happily oblivious to the problems afflicting the society today. We do not live in a civil society, not at all. Just ask anybody in New York or Baltimore or, Chicago or most of New Jersey, Atlanta. Just ask them, L.A., ask them how civil it is. Now, with the GOP leadership unwilling to use their bully pulpit to defend and educate on the right to keep and bear arms, and that's probably because most of them don't know how. Politicians, these guys that make it obvious, they have a very shallow surface understanding, and they basically do what their staffers and focus groups tell them will play best to the masses and minimize attacks, which is, that is the safest and stupidest way to go. So right now, except for a very, and I'll say this out loud, except for the ones that are actually going to be the stars of the GOP, who don't really take time to educate themselves on various things, the ones that are out there that are just focus group and staff driven, most of them are going to keep their mouths shut and hope nobody calls on them to take a position because they won't know what position to take. This is the conundrum of the modern Republican. And case in point, there's a Republican candidate in Virginia's 10th congressional district that gun owners have had high hopes for, named Hung Cao. Immigrated from to this country as a Vietnamese refugee and proved himself as a patriot of courage as a retired Navy captain who served in special operations for 25 years, who deployed combat to Iraq, Afghanistan, and Somalia, serving alongside special forces and SEAL teams. No less than the legendary Chuck Norris has endorsed Mr. Cao in an ad that includes his iconic Uzi welding Invasion USA image. Do you feel enthused for this guy or not? I mean, I'm looking at the picture now. It's just absolutely, it's there. Perhaps, and the problem here is that we don't get any indication from Cao about this. While the Washington Post credits him for being a candidate who has made his opposition to gun control clear, offering a stark contrast to voters on an issue likely to remain a dominant national conversation, his basic position in a debate with Democrat opponent Jennifer Wexton did not focus on the existential relationship between the right to keep and bear arms and freedom, but merely on the observation that gun control has never stopped anyone. Wexton, who's not shy about exploiting her anti-gun radicalism, was exploiting the Uvalde killings by playing to mob emotions for more citizen disarmament. Cao's response was to defer and avoid. And we get this, let's see. Many Republicans, including Cao, have said now is not the time for political discussions in the wake of tragedies. On a conservative radio show, Cao expressed dismay that he got caught in a trap about talking about gun control and questioned, is it really the time to talk about gun control? His opponent is not shy about telling voters their intentions to disarm them and their countrymen. And when your enemy is talking about how exactly it is exactly the time to promote the truth, otherwise, all a low-information voting public will hear are lies designed to manipulate and swindle them out of their rights. But apparently with Cao, it's never the time to talk about it, as he ignored the Virginia Citizens Defense League's federal candidate survey. And that was intentional. As correspondents from a longtime War on Guns and Ammo Land newsreader from Loudoun County GOP and Virginia House of Delegates candidate Chairman Scott Pio shows, among other failures, in ignoring VCDL's candidate survey is the reddest of red flags in this old culture warrior. I regret that it will have to decline your solicitation unless Captain Cao cowboys up with more than lip service. P.O. replied, I think it's very fair to say that we live in a +6 blue county. Hung Cao needs to win votes. They will help him align with central voters. His work with his surveys completed or not based off of his central voters. I will say that as the chairman of the Republican Party of Loudoun County, I'm in firm belief that Hung Cao is a 110% supporter of our Second Amendment right. He will not waver, nor will I. I personally would like to see gun safe zones completely removed from all places within the country. Loudoun County has become strongly Democrat. And how that happened is another area where the Republican Party's commitment focused exclusively on illegal instead of all immigration ignores electoral danger. That's another topic that no one wants to talk about that needs immediate attention. While GOP fundraising picked up in the last reporting period, Wexton had much more money remaining in the start of October, with more than $3.1 million in her campaign war chest. Cao reported $992,000. And here's the thing. Democrats are not afraid to talk about guns. And the difference is that they're wrong, but at the same time, they are definitive. They're out there laying it out, 1, 2, 3, 4, what they're going to do. And you got to answer that. Now, Brian Kemp knew how to answer that against Stacey Abrams. This guy should know how to, and it's not rocket science. If Cao thinks he's going to win progressive hearts and minds talking, you know, about any Republican issue, he and his handlers are kidding themselves. They have nothing to lose except the fire in the belly of their core constituents if they think ducking existential issues is going to push them over the top. So, therein lies our problem. The consultant culture that some of these guys operate under. That's got to go. We got to make the Republican bold. They got to get out there. They got to lead from the front. They just can't hope it'll just go away. Because it isn't. They're always going to be coming. Hour number 3 is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.